Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it? Only it's not. Not for everyone. Not when there's an empty chair at the table. Not when your body doesn't do what you want it to do. Not when the depression is too much to bear. Not without her voice singing the Christmas carols. Or not without his hand holding yours. Not when you feel all alone, even in a crowd. Not when you can't afford the rent or the mortgage, let alone the presents. Not after the doctor gave you that news. Not after you spent so much time in the hospital. Not after you were told you weren't needed anymore. Not when you found out about what your grandchild is going through. Not when your past haunts your present and blights your future. In truth, though, it has never been the most wonderful time of the year. Certainly not in the time surrounding that first Christmas. The story of the birth of Jesus isn't to be told with a jolly voice and a merry ho, ho, ho. If you think about it, it's the story of a teenage girl pregnant with a child that is not her husband's. It's the story of a child born in a dirty animal stall. It's a story of a family of refugees who had to flee their homeland so that the child wouldn't be murdered. It's the story of one sent into the world in peace who was condemned to death. It's the story of a light sent to shine in our darkness, which we snuffed out. It's the story of God's mercy freely offered, yet so often rejected and condemned. It's not necessarily the best time in the year, but it can be if we forget the tinsel and the trees, and we forget the holly jolly tidings, and we forget about the presents and the trappings, and instead remember the story. Mary was alone and afraid, but God was with her and changed her life. Joseph was disgraced, but God was with him and showed him how to be a husband and a father. The world was in darkness, but God was with us and sent the light of life to shine in our darkness. We were prisoners, but God was with us, and he sent Jesus to set us free. We were blind, but God was with us to open our eyes. We were alone, but God was with us. Jesus, Emmanuel. You're allowed to have heavy spirits at Christmas. You're allowed to cry over shattered dreams. You're allowed to have broken hearts and deep wounds. And yet God is still with us. He's with us to comfort us and redeem us. He's with us to save us and restore us. He's with us to empower us and to strengthen us when we feel we just don't have the strength. He's with us to give us peace when everything inside us is in turmoil. He's there to be raised for you, to give you hope. He can take your tears and store them in his bottle. Whatever your situation, God is with you. It is the most wonderful time of the year when you remember that Christ is born, love has come down, God is with us. Never will I leave you, and never will I forsake you. The Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Amen.